This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio live for Sunday, March 29th. This is the week of Easter. I will be back live on Wednesday, and then on Friday, I will be out of the office and back Sunday for Good Friday. I'll be gone Good Friday. So keep that in mind. You guys are talking about Tengu, talking with the Japanese about the Tengu demons of Japanese lore and legend. But hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. Let's see, or maybe next time. All right. Another day, another war for Israel. Another war for the Jews. All right, we got all kinds of optimism in the chat. But hold on here. Let's see what we got in the lineup. You guys be careful out there camping around big rocks. This is kind of scary. I think this is somewhere in Europe.
Holy shit! Hi. Holy shit!
Look at the size of that. It's like the size of a car coming down.
Holy shit!
Amazing it didn't kill somebody.
Holy shit! Hey! You got saved by this.
This in Northern Europe.
Holy
man.
Shit! Hi.
It's like a 1,000-pound frisbee just came by.
Holy shit! Hey.
Wow, it's kind of dicey. We'll see what else I got in the lineup before we get going here. Tiger Woods was arrested again. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he didn't look so good. Apparently, he's got a drinking problem. He's flipping cars every couple years, you know. I thought this meme was funny. This is, of course, the classic Bronco meme from OJ. A photo was captured today of Tiger Woods just moments before he was arrested. Oh, man. It's kind of funny. You guys remember the OJ trial and everything? You guys remember that? Any of you guys around? Now, don't try this at home. Got these little nons over here going through a field in their home country. And it looks like all kinds of mines were dropped or something. Basically messing with bombs. Is this Afghanistan or somewhere? That had to hurt. Not very intelligent. The kid that blows up landmines or whatever the hell that is looks like he's hurt. Well, he's still walking though. Holy cow. Hold on here. Let me see what this is. It's part two. Where's part one at this? Let me scroll down to get you guys part one. Part one's even scarier. Check this out. They're just rugging around. I guess they taught these kids how to unscrew these things, whatever they are. Any guys know what these are? Future rocket. Yeah, these are future doctors. I think they're landmines, but I'm not certain they're buried. Like they were dropped from a high altitude or something. Could be, though. Some kind of landmine. Makes sense to me. Easily disarmed if this disarms them. Look like landmines from World War II. Could be. Oh. Dangerous, though. This is hilarious. You guys know what artist this is? I don't drink, I don't cuss, I wanna ride on the front of the bus. Getting in my car after my husband drove it. I wanna eat where the white folks eat, cause I'm white on the bottom of the feet. I don't see, cause I'm white on the bottom of the feet. Yeah, it is Johnny Gravel. She cut out the part where he says Alabama. Alabama, I think it's nigger, right? Oh, no. But even the horses are getting red-pilled. They're just not buying it anymore. Johnny Rebel. Haven't heard him in a minute. I'm surprised he doesn't make social media more often, to be honest with you. I think he'd be all over social media. This horse is just like, fuck this. What's up, Global Chat? We got Global Chat in here. These horses are getting smart, Global Chat. They're not not buying it. This is the state of our country right now. Gas the Zionist pedophile mafia. I think people are pissed off. People are very, very angry. I mean, they're putting that on their cars instead of like, you know, it's like they're using the same thing you use for like graduation. Kids mark up their cars for graduation. High school graduation and whatnot. It's got the Star of David. Gas the Zionist pedophile mafia. Gas the Epstein class. I think they mean Jews, but maybe not. Maybe they just anti-Zionist. It's hard to say. David Allen Cole would have been good, too. That's a Georgia tag. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's pretty funny, though. Hopefully, Trump's war, the landing of the Marines, or whatever he's planning on doing, we don't really know until they do it. Hopefully, it goes better than this carriage ride. These white women are driving a horse and buggy carriage, some kind of carriage ride.
Shit.
Has Lululemon, no less.
Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Shit. Oh, shit.
That had to hurt. That had to hurt bad. Speaking of hurting bad, though. Inside the reclusive life of OnlyFans billionaire. Billionaire croaked. Be replaced by another one. Of course, it's not Leonard. I thought it was Leonard. It's Leonid Radvinsky. L-E-O-N-I-D. OnlyFans billionaire. Pedophile clientele. Cocaine-drenched parties. Pedophile clientele and bizarre nickname he gave himself. Daily Mail with some coverage here, huh? Crazy lifestyle. Died after a long battle with cancer. Now, people are saying it's because he was jabbed. I mean, some people do die of cancer. All right. Ukrainian-American, guys. He's a Ukrainian-American. Wow. He'd been in talks to sell OnlyFans for $8 billion, but reportedly had difficulty finding a bank willing to handle the deal. I'm surprised Goldman Sachs or something didn't handle it. He militantly didn't want anyone to see him, know much about him, including how many kids he had. It's a condition of working there. Okay, super private. His father-in-law, however, clarified a few points to the Daily Mail. Radvinsky and his widow had five children aged 4 to 16. Oh, wow. The family lived in a palatial $19 million dollar 6,000 square foot duplex outside of Miami, Turnberry Ocean Club. All right, he's another Florida guy. He was married to Chudnovsky. What a name. His son-in-law battled with cancer for 3.5, maybe 4 years. Would not specify what kind. It's complicated. So it would have been around the time of the jab, right? It could potentially be jab-related. Company takes 20% of the revenue from subs, which made Radvinsky a record $701 million last year alone. Okay. There's his wife right there. Yekaterina Chudnovsky? Okay, this is where they lived. 6,000 square foot duplex. He was a talented computer hacker who cutting his tech teeth working on video game X.com. Apocalypse saw the online potential of porn early on. At age 17, still in high school, he set up Cybertania using his mother's name on the incorporation papers because he was so young. There's no indication she was actually involved. So he was basically heading for porn. Another good Jewish kid. OnlyFans shows about all these particular stars that were mourning his loss. I don't know. OnlyFans, some girls do extremely well. Most of them don't do that well, right? Controversial for sure. Who knows what's going to come out on. A woman told Reuters that sex traffickers had used the platforms to abuse and exploit them, describing lives of isolation, torment, and sexual servitude. Cited how controversial Manosphere influencer Andrew Tate had been accused of forcing women in Romania to produce porn for OnlyFans. Know all about that. Fascinating nonetheless. And if you guys want a new news collator, I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but any given day, I toss up links on this. This particular collator I have access to toss up links on, which we would like to have access to toss up links on Drudge, but they won't let me. But nonetheless, there's a new news collator called Europa.com. You guys might want to bookmark if you like news or you want to stay up to date on things. The difference is it's very broad. A lot of stuff, it can be archived, sometimes not so much. It can involve Substack, it can involve X-Links, standard news, exotic news, cultural pieces. The difference is, compared to other news collators, it goes hard right, meaning you can get various different right-wing pieces or clips or whatever on there. One of the challenges with our side is that we got a lot of good Substacks out there, but a lot of stuff is behind paywalls. And so the guys behind it are always hunting clips and various different articles and all kinds of different things like that from the right. But it's besides like, well, I guess American Renaissance publishes every day or 5 days a week. Occidental Dissent, Occidental Quarterly. Occidental Dissent doesn't publish every day. Well, sometimes he does, Hunter Wallace. Occidental Quarterly definitely publishes quite a bit. Countercurrents publishes quite a bit, and we're always, looking for clips up there and stuff like that. So anyways, that's kind of the difference. But if you guys want a new news collator to get your news from, or another one to add to your list, because a lot of these come and go, this one could go the distance. And it's got extremely broad coverage, maybe the broadest coverage I've ever seen of any news collator attempt at all. Not necessarily right or left. The difference is, as far as news, it's not just Fox News or just New York Times. It's not like any other news collator. There is no partisanship as in so much that, it may run a particular breaking news off X. It could be anything. The difference is it will go hard right, though. There's no partisanship on what it will put up from the right wing, whether it be National Socialist, Warren Baylog article, it could be anything. One of the challenges, again, we have on Substack, believe it or not, we have all kinds of good Substack stuff out there, but a lot of it's behind paywalls. So it's kind of a challenge. But nonetheless, a little advertisement for there, since I think they put up a link to the show today. But Europa.com, keep it in mind going forward. If you are someone that frequents various different news collators, put it on your list because it's going to probably, in my opinion, go the distance and be an interesting place long term to see your favorite right-wing content creators on any given day, potentially, as well as various different breaking news. And it is 24/7, although, you know, humans do sleep. But anyways, there you go. Ethan's Ralph girlfriend said she was essayed into porn. How does that go? Essayed into porn. What does that even mean? I don't know what that means. Rob not for Trump. What does that mean? Huh. I don't know. Let's see what we got. We got big protests. No Kings protest going on. You got a new Warhammer coming out, which is kind of crazy. But sold away into porn. Now, is that actually Ethan's girlfriend? Is that Ralph's girlfriend? I haven't kept up on it. I saw all the controversy online, but I haven't talked to Ralph in quite a while. Sexually abused. Well, she did like interracial stuff, right? Is it really his girlfriend? Or is it some type of, you know, like you got social media personalities that get together and do controversial shows for shits and giggles. And Ralph has been known to do that for sure. Uh-oh. We got global chat in here. IRGC, this is the Iranian military. Aerospace Force Commander says retaliation against U.S. and Israel is now underway in response to infrastructure attacks. Yikes. They hit an aluminum plant, the Iranians did. But we've got a lot to that to come. Let's get after it here. Keep us abreast of anything the Iranians are doing, because this is a serious war against a serious enemy that isn't going down without a fight. It's an existential threat. It's a fight over Iran's existence, and the Shia or the Sunni leadership and Israel believe it's a fight over their existence as well, and it may very well be. Detroit Flames, I thought Ralph was in exile in Mexico because of arrests here and lack of child support. Well, he came back, and there was some controversy with him coming back to meet this particular girl he's a fan of. The only thing I saw is guys talking about her doing interracial porn, but I don't know. But I assume that her and Ralph got together to make money on shows, like to do shows for money, you know. Women tend to bring in more money for shows, so if Ralph has a woman co-host, she's going to bump the show revenue up and maybe cut a deal. Hold on here. Tim, the paint on the windows and the chalk on the curb is known as the chalk waffen. If all of us do it, can have a profound effect. Overcome censorship and let the IRL world know we're everywhere. The chalk waffen. It sounds like the chalk waffen is in effect. Okay. Michael 57DE, hail Tim, hail the Volk, hail our gods. I'll rock bases with you sometime next weekend, as I imagine I'll be out sorts for a day or two after surgery. Well, good luck with your back surgery. Hopefully it goes as well as the wrist surgery that one time. You know, when it comes to back surgery, they've got lasers and they got a variety of different techniques that are quite advanced over what was just around 15 years ago or 10 years ago, actually even 6 years ago. They're far more advanced now as far as the equipment, or I should say techniques and so on and so forth. So back surgery at one time many people would say wouldn't even be worthwhile. Now these days they got all kinds of stuff and options. Getting together with Ralph means she's into bestiality because he's a rage pig. Well, is she together with Ralph, though? I mean, is she down in Mexico sleeping in the same bed with him and that type of thing? Is she in Mexico? Fill me in. I'm going to have to get up to date. I assumed it was a publicity stunt both of them were doing for a Super Chats or something like that. Which, hey, I mean, it's Ethan Ralph. It's a kill stream. You know? Ralph and Scarlett, that's her name, okay, are getting married. I assume you're talking about the same girl next week in Vegas. Yeah, but I assume it's like a publicity stunt. They're not really getting married. It would be funny if Ralph got her pregnant and the baby comes out black or part black. Ralph is a punk. Who cares? I guess it's a big topic. People are talking about it in the chat. So Ralph is kind of like, some people love him, some people hate him, some people tolerate him. Things come in waves. The Killstream was an enormous show, and it might be enormous again. All those particular drama guys, the Sector, it comes in cycles, and people come back around, you know? Letting them cut on your back should be the last resort. You know, the last person in the family that had a back challenge, they did something with lasers or something that worked out really well. He's off the wagon and it's a shit show again. He always says being off the wagon brings in big super chats. Killstream is Goislop. You're not wrong. Well, drama, we can say drama is Goislop a high percentage, not 100% of the time, but maybe 80% of the time. My chat doesn't pay no mind to Ralph anymore. Look out. 8 million Americans demonstrated against Trump today, the biggest demonstration in U.S. history, Kim.com. Now, here's the thing. They're saying a lot of these videos and photos were doctored using AI, that the Democrats were doctoring and making the anti-Trump rally seem bigger. But a lot of people are pissed off at Trump right now that even liked them. He can do a good show, but not with her. Uh-oh. So she's not bringing in the super chats then. I thought maybe he's trying to make a move on Keno Casino. His old nemesis. Afternoon soap opera crap? Okay. Even Ralph fans aren't into it. It's not good. It could be real, though. I don't know about the numbers. We're going to have to come back and check these numbers, see if they're, see if it's AI doctored. The AI is getting so good, people are falling for shit. There's no doubt about that. But I can't tell. I'll let the numbers shake out. This is Los Angeles. Protesters bang on DHS. This is reported to be Antifa. Antifa's banging on the gates of DHS. Ready to be gassed. Look at that. That's an actual Spartan shield? What the hell? All right. He's got shin pads on. They all got face masks. They're ready to be gassed. All right. Well, that's how it's going. Now, this was the star of the show over, this is Mad Max, as they're calling her. It was, now I saw this, and so you have to see it, okay? It's kind of disturbing, but not to you guys. You guys can handle it. they're calling this Mad Max woman in a wheelchair. She's like the star of the No Kings protest, all right? She claims that people who voted for Trump don't have the courage and soul and can kiss her fat, disabled ass. She's supports herself a nationwide presentation of Doge Walker, a live performative protest rooted in disabled, queer, and marginalized identities. Yeesh. Okay. I mean, this is an actual. This is an AI. This is legit.
You know, all you people who want to talk shit in my comments and say mean things. You wouldn't have the balls to say that shit to my face. And you know why I know that? Because you voted for Trump. You have no courage. You have no soul.
This is Doge Walker.
You are actively participating with being okay with the unaliving of innocent people.
Unaliving?
The bans against women's bodies in our own country. And the pedophilic nature of the people that you're choosing to worship right now. So.
Pedophilic nature of the people you're choosing to worship right now. Well, that last line, you might have had a point. Pedophiles, that's, there's definitely
pedophilic out there. Nature of the people that you're choosing to worship.
She looks a little disturbed, though. A little bit out of the ordinary.
Right now, so you can
kiss my queer and disabled protest.
Fat, disabled ass.
She's got Trump on the ground there.
You know, all you people who want to talk shit in my car.
It's that face mask. It looks like a catcher's. It looks like it's off a catcher's mask, you know, like in baseball.
Comments and say mean things.
How does she shave her legs? I don't know. Probably the same way she shaves her belly. Probably doesn't. Maybe she pays one of her Doge walkers to do that. Now, the protest, there was a counter-protest going on by Alex Stein. Check out the counter-protest here for a minute. What do you guys think of Alex Stein? Jewish, right? He's like a Catholic Jew, though. Right? He's like his dad was Jewish, but he doesn't identify. How does it go with him?
Camera. And this is a pro-America march.
We love Not that it matters for you guys. Oh, was that the Proud Boys there?
We walk at my pace.
Enrique Torrio or whatever, is this him? He's obnoxious and causes more trouble than he's worth. Kitty Waffy, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. Yeah, I was just kind of like voicing over his angle because they all have angles. Have angles. They kind of all lead the same way, but they all have angles. Oh, it's an Enrique. Okay, this is the former Proud Boy. Alex Jones. Jew, 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 Jew. Deport fascists. Oh, wow, there's the head of the militia with the one eye. Is the Oath Keepers? Is the head of the Oath Keepers here? See him right there? Yeah, it's Oath Keepers. Man, they're all coming out from the past. It's a blast from the past out here. It's counter-protesters. What are you guys saying here? No King's rally is attended by people who think borders should be wide open. Well, this is the counter-protest with Alex Stein, and looks like it has rightoid celebrities, Oath Keepers boss, former Oath Keepers boss, and Enrique Tarrio or whatever from Stuart Rhodes. Yeah, Stuart Rhodes is there, and former head of the Proud Boys. So I thought it was just him, but it wasn't. Look out. This is kind of wild. 21-year-old Turkish TikToker jumps to her death. You know, it's one of these girls that does social media. Apparently, she did very well on social media, but jumped to her death. And yeah, she's a Turk. Obviously, she has a few European genes there, but she's Turkish, and she jumped to her death for some particular reason. You have a lot of people that hang out a lot on social media or make a living from social media or, you know, I can't pronounce her. Kibra Karasian jumped from the Ashmangazi Bridge near Istanbul for unknown reasons. Bystanders tried to stop her, but were too late. Previously, she closed all her social media accounts. I don't know what was going on in her life, but I don't know. Social media is bad news for a lot of people. They can't moderate it. Take stuff too personal. Can't be online and show your face if you're going to take anything personal. Because shit, you don't even know who's AI. You guys are saying you could have saved her? Yeah, we don't know the European admixture in the Turks. Some of them look like Middle Eastern mystery meat and others. Obviously, her hair has dyed. You know. Hard to say. Maybe she was a Turkish troon? As of right now, I don't think so. Turks throw them in jail. They don't last that long. I don't know if she did OnlyFans. I don't know much about her. You know, doing that type of thing in Turkey is always dicey, though. It is a pretty traditional culture. But you got, in these traditional Islamic cultures, believe it or not, you've got underlying currents of weird stuff. You always have underlying currents of weird stuff. It just doesn't get advertised, and it certainly isn't like major numbers, but there are underlying currents of various different things that are dysfunctional, you know. But speaking of dysfunctional, yeah, here we go. Let's check this out.
Rabbi Shmuley is a Zionist fucking pig.
This is a good icebreaker. Now, Rabbi Shmuley's wife is filming him because he's a big star.
Rabbi Shmuley is a Zionist fucking pig. Here he is, right on camera. Hi, everybody. I have no problem saying it. Rabbi Shmuley.
Say your name.
I'm Salvo, baby. I have no problem saying it.
What's your phone number?
What's your phone number? Yeah, Rabbi Shmuley wants your phone number.
Give a Zionist. Say it all. Say it all. Say it all.
Zionist pig, relax. Why would I give a
Zionist? Excuse me.
Why would I give?
Excuse me. Officer, this man is attacking me.
I have it on video. I have it on video.
I have it on video.
I have it on video.
It's a hate crime. He's threatening me.
I called him a Zionist. I didn't touch him.
He came over to me and I filmed
him. I have it. I have it on video. I have it on video. I just talked to him. I didn't touch him.
Threatening my life.
No, I didn't.
He has to be arrested, please.
I have it on video.
Please.
No, I didn't.
He has to be arrested.
It's a hate crime. Calling someone a Zionist pig is an actual hate crime.
They know who you are, bro.
I'm Jewish. Arrest this man.
Please, sir. He has to be arrested.
Rabbi Shmuley, what happened to dialogue?
Let's see if the
what happened to dialogue, Rabbi Shmuley? Is this your husband? Right? You let him in the street acting such a fool every time, huh?
Debbie, bring it here. This is what happened to me at the Fountain Blue Hotel. I will
nobody,
put up with it.
Rabbi Shmuley, why are you
threatening me? He is harassing
Rabbi
me.
Shmuley,
he's
why
guilty
are you
of
lying?
A hate crime. And
Rabbi Shmuley.
He's obviously not threatening him.
I have it on video right here.
I was doing a video about anti-Semitism.
I'm doing
display.
A video.
We're in the middle of an intermission. This man came over.
I was at the
attacked me, harassed me. He already called us fucking Jews upstairs. I have a woman who
no,
witnessed
I
it.
No,
you
I didn't.
Called
I'm
us fucking
my,
Jews.
I'm with my
left,
wife over there.
And he just attacked me.
I
my name is Rabbi Shmuley Botavis. He will tell you.
They know who you are, Rabbi Shmuley. They know who you are, Rabbi Shmuley. You're making
a... me?
He's a public personality.
And this is a hate crime.
You're making a scene, Rabbi Shmuley.
He called me Jewish.
Man, this is a hate crime.
I'm Jewish. Arrest him. He called me Jewish.
Now, why did you walk over to me? Tell him. Why did you walk over to me? What did you say?
Aaron White finally gets in here. Must be out chopping down trees on a Sunday. Thank you, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
What did you say?
I said you're a Zionist.
No, you said I'm an effing Zionist. You started attacking me.
I'm allowed to swear at you.
No, I didn't.
Called him a Zionist pig. That could be illegal in New York now. I don't know.
I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say he's a Zionist pig. I'm allowed to say he's a Zionist pig. Why do you escalate, Rabbi Shmuley? Why do you escalate? Why do you escalate, Rabbi Shmuley?
Jews have to be safe in New York City.
Sir,
Jews have to be safe. How can you make a guy like this safe? I'm a Jew. Arrest him.
I have freedom of speech. Sir, sir?
Jews cannot be attacked because they weren't here. If someone's black and they're attacked, that's racist.
Rabbi Shmuley completely losing his mind. It's freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. I can call him a Zionist. I can call him a Zionist. It's freedom of speech. We're not in Israel.
You called him a Zionist pig, which is freedom of speech.
I got it all on video if you want to see it.
What happened?
I know him. I was at the play too with my wife. I know who he is. Uh-huh. He's a Zionist. I saw he was filming a video saying, in my opinion, a bunch of hateful things, right?
So, what does that video mean?
Just right here.
To you or like?
No, his wife was filming him, and I just went up and filmed him and called him a Zionist, and that's when he...
Backing down a little bit, he didn't say, he called him a Zionist pig. Oh, thank you very much, Aaron. Oh, man. Rabbi Shmuley. It's pretty funny, though. That's offensive to pigs. I agree. Warhammer 40K is coming out. What, Dawn of War 4, release date, plot, factions, and everything else we know about the upcoming 40K strategy game? Yeesh. Damn. Are there any, like, Warhammer 40K guys? I don't know. I never cover it. This could be a big release, though. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, shit, they're covering on space.com. Maybe it's going to be huge. What do you guys think? I don't know. I don't really play games, but hold on. Restricted and only available on YouTube? No. Verify age. How can I... Use your ID? I can't use my ID. They want to verify age on an account? That's crazy. Crazy stuff. Just trying to do it there. All right. Well, it's not that big of a deal. It's all age restricted. It must be good. It's age restricted, right? But anyways, maybe it'll be a big release. Maybe not. It's a 40K strategy game. I still play Pong. Yeah, what was the one? Space Invaders, Galactica, some of the old stand-up games. Rabbi Shmuley threatened to harvest my organs. That's pretty funny. But speaking of World of Warcraft, or speaking of video games, that was Warhammer 40K. But speaking of video games, Neuralink patient using brain chip to carry out important life tasks playing World of Warcraft. So this dude has a brain chip, and he's playing World of Warcraft. Here's a short clip of me on World of Warcraft using my only BCI to control the character. He's basically using his chip. Why not just have AI play it for you? But apparently these brain chips help with all kinds of things. It's not only the future, it's the here and now. First, they start with various different diseases, which has been out quite a while. For instance, Parkinson's, they actually have a chip that they put in your brain. It helps your brain release dopamine, and it might help you, well, it can, totally not have to use their particular toxic medication, which all the Parkinson's meds are super toxic. So it gets around the toxicity of the medication. Not a lot of people qualify for it. I don't know anyone that has it. But nonetheless, you can adjust meds based on a chip implant. Basically, it makes your brain produce dopamine because in Parkinson's, your brain stops producing dopamine. You've got to take L-dopamine, which is extremely toxic. So it kind of like is a natural way to go about it, sort of. Improvised, but you get a feeling that they've been doing this for maybe 15 years or so. Looking at implants more and more. And now they're going to use them for all kinds of things, try to get around things. Okay, want to quiz you in chat. What is a Norwegian city that is familiar besides Oslo without Googling it? Oh, I'm trying to think. There's a very famous northern city that looked beautiful. Trondheim. Is it Trondheim or Trondheim? Trondheim or Trondheim? That city comes to mind. It's Norwegian. I don't know how big of a city it is, but it always looked pretty nice. You know? Copenhagen is Denmark. Chat may not be good at geography. I don't know. But Trondheim, or is it Trondheim? Let me look it up real quick. Let's look up Trondheim. It sounds like some kind of Viking world. Yeah, it is Trond, S-T-R-R-O-N-D. So I did get that correct. I think. Here it is right here. Trondheim. Yeah. Norway. I think it's Norway, right? Yeah, it's got to be Norway. It's not Sweden. Yeah, it is Norway. So, yeah, I got it. What about that ghost dog, man? It's like a nice little Norwegian city. I think it's still, like, super white. I hope. Population of 211,000. Okay, it's bigger than I thought, plus 14%. Very cool stuff. Looks beautiful, in my opinion. Oh, it's got a prison there. But that prison's not too bad. Norwegian prison in Trondheim. Yeah, it sounds like some kind of, one of the nine realms, Trondheim. Where is it the giants are from in Norse mythology? The Archbishop of, Nidaros of Norway? Yeah, very cool place. And obviously very beautiful. You can see it's like your picturesque Norwegian town. It does have 200,000 people, which kind of blows my mind, actually. I'm trying to see how diverse is this place. It's going to get cold part of the year. Okay. Government, municipal, education, media. Notable people. Twin towns. Okay. It's got a lot of twin towns across Europe. I don't see... here's the thing. The last time I know someone was there, it was like 100% white. But this has been 5-6 years. And I know they're starting to ship around brownoids. Like when they go to Sweden, they get shipped off to different places. Yeah. It's got a famous fjord or whatever it's called. Look how beautiful it is, though. Looks like what you think for a Norwegian town. Thanks for playing. Yeah, I know a little bit about geography because in this particular ordeal, I actually work with, on any given day, all kinds of Europeans over the years, especially with Ron Bob Whitaker. One of my co-writers is from Northern Europe on animations, and it's very cool stuff. But Trondheim would be one of the places in Norway I would visit. You can see how beautiful it is. I mean, it's what you think. And thank you for your support, Ethno-Nationalists. And again, thank you, Ghost Dog Man, for playing this game, sending in super chats. We like that. Do appreciate it over there. It is looks like kind of like a picturesque Norwegian town, something out of the Viking era. With Viking people. I see nothing but whites. This is a good sign on the Wikipedia. Look at that dude. All right. Oh, they got it. Oh, they have a trolley system. Looks like it's electric. Yeah, cruises stop there. But again, I okay. It's a marina. It's very cool. It's like a place you'd want to live or visit in Northern Europe, Trondheim. You know? I mostly know where not to go in geography, mostly. Yeah, he's American. Aaron White. Definitely American. But that would be a city that jumps off the top of my head. Trondheim. Let's see what else. We got more stuff from Europe coming up, I think. Jarrett Taylor was over at a rally somewhere. Was check that out. Maybe Belgium or somewhere. Then we'll head into some war stuff, which, of course, we got plenty of. You know all about the war porn. It's just blazing. Let me get through these archive. Oh, it's not making me, it's not killing me. Oh, no. It is. Here we go. CAPTCHA. There's something called Ghost Archive as well, where you don't have the CAPTCHAs, or you don't have as many, which I am starting to use. Let's see what Ghost Dog Man's putting up. Don't forget Svalbard. How's that pronounced? Svalbard? I can't. The S and the V. Albard. Svalbard Island, Norwegian. 14F there right now. 14 degrees Fahrenheit. A little cold. That's in the north. Way north. It's like Ultima Thule. Okay, hold on here. Let's see what's going on here. This is out of Europe. Counterterrorism police in the UK are assisting an investigation after a man originally from India arrested. You got to laugh at that. This is tragic. For ramming his car into a crowd of pedestrians in Derby. This is over in the United Kingdom. Pretty scary.
We, as we've just heard in the last few minutes, some updates from Derbyshire Police, particularly about the man who has been arrested over the incident here last night. We've been told that he is a 36-year-old man and that he's from Derby, but originally from India, although they say that he had lived in the UK for a number of years. Now, Derbyshire detectives say that they are leading the investigation here, but they're being supported by counter-terror officers. And they've stressed, though, although counter-terror officers are supporting them with their investigation, that does not mean that the incident is being treated as terrorism, although those officers are supporting them with their inquiries.
Let me see something here.
Now, the man who has been arrested is still being questioned by officers at the moment. They say they are still keeping an open mind as to the motives behind this incident. He's, of course, been arrested mainly on suspicion of attempted murder, but also causing serious injury through dangerous driving, inflicting grievous bodily harm with intent, and then another arrest for dangerous driving. Now, we know that 7 people were hurt in the incident last night, some of them seriously. Police tell us the people were taken to hospital where they were being treated for their injuries. Those injuries, we understand, are not life-threatening, and nobody has died. But as I say, some of the people who were involved in that incident last night...
So this wasn't Pakistani, this was Indian. Was he Hindu or Muslim, I guess, is the question I have. I
don't know. Were seriously injured. Just to update you on the details of what happened here, it was around 9:30 last night here on Friar Gate in Derby City Centre, just behind me, that a black Suzuki Swift struck a number of pedestrians who were out on the street here. Now, this is the main area in Derby where people would be coming out for a drink. Of course, it was Saturday night, very, very busy with people out on the street. I spoke to one woman just before, who lives just round here, and she said it's an incredibly busy area here, and it happened just on her doorstep, and it would have been full of people at the time who were out here around on the street. And police have actually thanked people as well, people on the local businesses around here and people who lived, who they said came out and helped officers and helped people with first aid who was here. Now, the road here is still closed. Police are asking people still to avoid the area, but they say there is no ongoing risk to the public here, and we are anticipating a further update from them within about the next hour here.
Just another day in the UK. It might get really dicey. I mean, there's a lot of cars and there's a lot of Muslims. And this is something that happens in Europe. What was it, all these German Christmas markets where they have Muslims driving over? Now, if this was a Hindu... Have there been any Hindu mass terrorist attacks where they drive over people? I know there's like disputes, been shootings. There's been various different things happen. But I don't know about any car attacks yet. Motor vehicle of color. Yes. Hold on. Let's see this. Jarrett Taylor's over at the Remigration March in Belgium. Let's see what JT's up to. Real Jarrett Taylor.
I'm in Belgium at the invitation of the NSV, the Nationalist Student Association of Flemish Students. And it's been a great delight to be here. Very excited that I'm going to be participating in my very first remigration rally. With this demonstration, like all remigration demonstrations, the idea is to spread among as many people as possible the idea of remigration. This is a word that I hadn't even heard probably 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. This is the third remigration demonstration being put on by the NSV, and each one gets larger and larger and larger. And that is the purpose, to make this an acceptable topic for discourse. Already in Belgium, the politicians of the Vlaams Belang, their politicians are now using the word remigration. It's very important to get the people in power to start thinking in terms of Europe for Europeans as explicitly as possible.
Europa, of course, is there. They'll be on the ground. It's another thing about the news collators. They will field teams that will be on the ground at various different events, which is kind of cool. They're also active on X. You'll see various different people like Morgoth and even yours truly sport the tag. 45K followers. You got Keith Woods running the social media account, so you know it's going to soar. But Belgium is polluted big time. Hail Jarrett and hail the students. Yeah, I'm curious to see. Fuentes does a good Jarrett Taylor impression, does he? Belgium looks like a beautiful place, but you know. What's that place, famous place, Bruges? You guys ever seen the movie In Bruges? Isn't it called that? I don't know, it's pretty good. It's also extremely white. Yeah, it's got a couple dorky scenes, but nonetheless. White Vanguard, I've never heard of this. A neo-Nazi outfit marched through, was this Newton? What are they saying? Some UK city over there. This is the British Patriot, who I've never heard of either. Well, let's see this. They're doing kind of like an NSN march. White unity at every opportunity. Okay, they don the black. They're kind of looking like the NSN out of Australia, but they're not. White man fight back. Okay, fascinating. I don't know who this is. You guys know anything about him? Drop me a line. I don't know. I just saw this and I'm like, well, it's definitely a demonstration. It sounds a little like NSN out of Australia. They're obviously somewhat influenced, but Thomas Sewell and those guys have influenced people. I don't know much other than that. Rhyming unity with unity is clever. I thought the sign was okay. I expect to see all kinds of stuff like this. We'll check it out. Over in the UK, though, they're getting into the act with gas. Doing some interesting things with, this takes talent. She's putting gas in a plastic bag. I just don't know about this one. Check this out.
I mean, this is just selfish. Just look at her.
She's putting gas in plastic bags. The plastic bags aren't even tied, though, from the looks of it. And she's putting those in the back of the car.
Desperation. I mean, we're not going to run out of fuel, love. Oh, my God.
Now, maybe she has something else inside there. I don't know.
Oh, so now she's going to go and pay. The stupid, stupid woman's just left the fuel go. I mean, this is just selfish. Just look at her.
I mean, normally you got a big fuel gas can or something. It's a little dicey. Just better hope no one lights a cigarette or anything. It's definitely retarded. White bitch 666. I hope she dies. Well, the chat is not liking her. I found a couple more Jerry cans. definitely looks dangerous. It's not something, I guess, in an emergency, if you had to carry gas for a little bit, maybe getting something like that and carrying it a little ways. I don't know. It's kind of dicey. Yellow is for diesel. Doesn't she know? Didn't they put diesel in green cans at one time? Is that what I remember? The farm? I don't know. That gas will disintegrate those bags. I don't know what she has inside there. If she just has it in that yellow bag, that's crazy. I was trying to figure out, well, it's obviously not that full. She's setting it down in the back of her car, but when you're driving around, you'd think it could easily flip over. I don't know what she, I don't know if she has like in a Ziploc bag in there. I don't know what she's doing. That woman is single. Maybe. But we're heading for Mad Max over here. Alarming West Texas oil theft emerges as national security threat. This is pretty wild. You've got a lot of oil theft going on in West Texas. Oil and gas producers are losing $1 billion, if not more, per year due to oil field theft in what the outlet describes as something straight out of Mad Max movie. It's like the Thunderdome down there in Texas. In Martin County, one of the most important oil-producing counties in the country, Sheriff Randy Ozard, who estimates that roughly 500 barrels of oil are stolen each week, industry groups say statewide losses are accumulating the range of $1 billion to $2 billion. So they just go in there and grab some oil. I didn't realize this was such a thing. It's a thing. It's a big thing, apparently. It's like Gas Town down there, going in and taking over. But oil fields have always been pretty easy to access in America. Doesn't gas and plastic make napalm? I think the gas has to be processed a certain way. You know? Gas and styrofoam. Uh-oh. You guys are... The chat's producing napalm formulas. Yeah, 500 barrels a week, but you can walk into gas fields and pretty much grab stuff, I'm guessing, is what's going on. They're having problems policing these big areas. If you look at that map there, those are some giant areas. I wonder what the thieves look like. Are you dealing with white rednecks? I have a feeling, just a feeling. You could be in some instances, but I have a feeling. Just a feeling. Spartan Sardaukar, if I was Iran, I would do joint attacks inside the USA to set up processing oil sites on fire. You never know what they may do. Please don't say things like that. Famous last words, cartels. Yeah, why not? More problems inside of America that you didn't know about, though. Your 2A rights are on the chopping block as Virginia Democrats plot insane gun bans. They're plotting more and more insane gun bans in Virginia. What will happen is large gun owners will just sell and move. Can they get these through? I don't know. A lot of these Democratic states are trouble. The problem is that they've been able to replace their, basically overturn the demographics, the white demographics through non-white demographics. And so the next thing they do is overturn gun rights and everything else. And of course, we have enormous numbers of traitors and all the usual suspects in on it. Lampshade Merchant says, yep, that's why I'm only renting in VA. Well, I thought you were in West Virginia. West Virginia is the place, you know. Nonetheless, a lot of people on the move in America. Gun bans seem to be working well in Chicago. They don't give a shit about working well. They're out to take guns away because they don't want a revolt, and it's just part of their particular worldview. White House app found tracking users' exact location every 4.5 minutes via third-party server. The White House app is geolocating people. We live in a spy world, a world with nothing but spyware and a police state, digital police state for sure. You'd think they'd put up a digital police state around these damn oil fields, 500 barrels a week. It's crazy. Not to sound all boomer, but I do wonder how many IRGC crews exist in the USA, sleeper cells. It's not sounding boomer at all. How long have we had open borders? Well, since 1965. How long has Iran been training for this particular war? I would say 40 years. The last two decades have been intense. Take a look back how many times Netanyahu's talked about going to war with Iran. The last 20 years have been crazy, and these guys looked very well prepared. So you've got to have that up their sleeve somewhere. Yeah, download our new based app, Goy, where we track you nonstop. Ominous surveillance scarecrows appearing across America. Yeah, they're talking about these things right here. Surveillance scarecrows are running off solar. Dicey shit for sure. Law enforcement equipment market was valued at $11.7 billion. Self-driving squad cars, crime-fighting drone hives, make it to market. That number is set to skyrocket. Damn. Wow. I think there's going to be surveillance everywhere that there isn't already surveillance, you know? Yeah, White Rabbit Radio has the coziest following. Well, thank you very much, Ghost Dog Man. You guys are great. You guys are fantastic. And we do not have an interview this week because this week on Good Friday, I will be off, which is rare, but I will be off on family stuff. So Good Friday, I will be gone. But Easter Sunday, I will be back with the show. So Sunday, I'll be back with the show, but Friday, I'll be off. We do have on, who do I have on? On Wednesday, and Wednesday, April 22nd, I have on Warren Baylog. So I am scheduling out, which is kind of interesting. So that particular week will be pretty wild. I'll have on Warren Baylog at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday for a big show. Got him scheduled. Scheduling more, you guys send in requests of people you want scheduled, and I'll try to get them on the books, you know. This is pretty wild, though. Behind the curtain, AI's looming cyber nightmare. Listen to this shit. This kind of blew me away. They're coming out with these new AI models that are getting better and better. You guys know the score on that, right? OpenAI and other tech giants will soon release, get this, new models that are scary good at hacking sophisticated systems at scale. So you're going to have AI hacking each other, going crazy. Anthropic is privately warning government officials that its not-yet-released model, currently branded Mythos, makes large-scale cyber attacks much more likely in 2026. So these guys are releasing models that make cyber attacks likely. It's kind of like, how many different movies has Hollywood produced where AI goes at it with each other? You've got the Terminator movie, which is kind of interesting. But you got AI going at it with AI. You're going to have AI defending against cyber attacks of AI that they produced. This is going to get very dangerous very fast. From the sounds of it, what was the movies in the 80s where AI took over and started shooting AI or computers took over and started shooting missiles at each other from Russia and the United States? So, I don't know. I think we'll end up with a camera in every single room and a chemical detector in our toilet, probably. War games. That's what I was thinking of. Thank you very much. I knew someone with a name like Spurgnat Enthusiast. Of course, war games. You guys remember that? Was that the first one where AI was kind of fighting each other with missiles? Crazy. But nonetheless, this is what's coming out, coming to a theater near you. This is European Conservative. Sometimes they have interesting articles. It's not like my favorite, but I thought this was pretty funny. A return to tradition, the religious renaissance in the United States. And then, of course, there's one line. Catholicism is exploding in the United States because of South American migration, Latino migration. Yeah. That's not exactly a positive to Americans. Colossus, the Forbin Project. That's a good AI movie. Okay. I thought the classic one is like Terminator. Where, I mean, Terminator is AI battling. You've got AI from the future that comes back. Arnold Schwarzenegger and one of the movies, and he's helping, was it something Connor? John Connor, Battle AI, you remember that? From these Super Terminators. So that's also AI battling AI, but not in the first one. The first one is man versus AI. You know? So the Antichrist will be AI. Well, the Catholic Church is getting upset over that. Wouldn't surprise me, though. Skynet. Yeah, Skynet. Bueller? Well, not Ferris Bueller's day off, no. It wasn't AI, but this is a prize for you guys. Catholicism is growing off Mexican migration. Well, actually, it's South American migration in general. Colossus is American AI versus Russia AI. Intriguing. I don't know anything about what the Russians are doing with AI, but they've got to be doing something. America, everything's going crazy with these data centers. National Australia Bank is cutting 447 jobs while expanding in India and Vietnam. So offshoring is big time going, is happening in India, just like it's happening everywhere in the West, you know? That's how it's going to go, offshoring. Offshoring and automation and then bringing in all kinds of quote-unquote immigrants to do jobs that they're offshoring. YouTube says the Terminator in 2029 Earth has been in 2029 the Earth has been ravaged by war between malevolent artificial intelligence Skynet and the human resistance. 2029. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's coming up. The Antichrist Terminator is coming. Argentina is more white than most white nations these days. They're flooding Argentina. Argentina's getting inundated quick. Believe it or not. I mean, there are definitely some white areas, but there's a lot of problems coming into Argentina. Look who they elected. So, no, Argentina won't be able to hold on. Now, if the West turned around, Argentina would, of course, probably be turned around as well. Because it is, by and large, a lot of white people there. But, you know, this is kind of interesting. The economy in Vegas looks to be going to shit. And what happens in Vegas actually affects, it's kind of like a bellwether for the rest of the economy. So if Vegas is having economic problems, economic uncertainty comes to Vegas, it's going everywhere in America. That's generally how it goes. It's kind of stupid. You would think you'd be looking at factories and everything else as a bellwether, but they look at big entertainment venues, and Vegas is like the biggest in the country. Of course, everything in America is about gambling. You've got all these offshore casinos, and you've got all these casinos have their gambling apps. It's just crazy. Yeah, Vegas, someone said, fuck Vegas. I agree with that. I've been through Vegas, but I've never hung out in Vegas. I've never been into a Vegas casino, believe it or not, in my life. Just been through there. Not really interested in casinos or anything like that, but it is a historic bellwether of economic recession. It's one of the signs that a lot of guys look for. So this is a kind of a write-up in, I want to say New York Times covered it. These days, the high rollers are still rolling into Vegas, but those on a budget no longer feel like winners. The pain in Las Vegas tends to signal a problem in the nation at large. And so it's kind of, it's a sign of the times in America that Vegas is an economic indicator. It's not a good sign. Here's another sign as well. God and Bitcoin, why some Christians are going all in on cryptocurrency. You guys said it, digital Antichrist, the AI Antichrist. And if you don't go to church or send your AI double to church to listen to the AI pastor at church, and to give digital currency to tithe Bitcoin. And you've got all these televangelists taking, apparently they want Bitcoin. You can pay your You can tithe in Bitcoin. I don't know what else they take. But I thought that was pretty crazy, though. I'm surprised they didn't get in on it first, though, to be honest with you. They're usually so aggressive in America. Let me see what else I got coming up here. See if it's anything I got to worry about. Let's see what it came up. Here we are. Okay. Let's cruise through here. Wall Street Journal reports that Trump's media war no longer affects markets. The problem with Trump is he's tried to jawbone the market so many times he can no longer jawbone the market. So when he says something, the market may do something really quick, but then it just writes it off as Trump's bullshitting us. You know? So, Jesus needs your crypto? That's the saying. Trump, though, he can no longer move the markets. Now the markets are only moving off real events. Trump saying something just kind of temporarily moves it for a few minutes. And we're going to start heading into war, guys, as you can see here. Iran allowing 20 more ships through the Straits of Hormuz. So Iran is getting a lot of international pressure. A lot of people in the global south are on their side, but the people on their side aren't exactly wealthy. A lot of wealthy countries are pissed off that they have the Straits of Hormuz closed. And Iran is saying, if you look, as long as you're not fighting us, as long as you're not joining Zog, your boats can come through. Now, just to give you guys an overview on how this went down, because a lot of people miss pieces of the puzzle. Lloyd's of London no longer insured ships. And the morning Lloyd's of London no longer insured ships, the Iranians had the upper hand financially because the Iranians then decide who comes and who goes. All they really had to do is show that they mean business and torpedo or missile a particular ship. And next thing you know, Lloyd's of London can no longer insure. And since they no longer insure, and they are the main insurance company for the oceans, believe it or not. And since they can no longer insure, this gave the IRGC the ability to close the Straits of Hormuz quite easily. Then it becomes a matter of how many missiles and drones do you have to keep it closed? And I laugh because they appear to have shitloads. And shitloads is like tens of thousands of tens of thousands. They're prepared. They take this seriously. They've done the games. They don't need an Air Force and they don't need a Navy. All they need is drones, maybe underwater drones. We don't know how many of those they have. But you need the ability to hit things with pinpoint precision with drones and with missiles. And they got that in spades. So this like, well, they need a ground force. Well, they got a million at least. I don't know how big their militias are, but they got militia in Iraq that is now joining the war. They got all kinds of things going on. They just need the ability to threaten the Straits of Hormuz to shut down economic activity. If they shut down economic activity in the Straits of Hormuz, you can actually threaten the dollar and threaten the global economy. And it caused a lot of pain everywhere. Food shortages are coming. Gas shortages are coming. America can last longer than elsewhere simply because of how we're built, but it's a problem. You know, they don't even need to mine the Strait. Just say they did. Well, we have satellites up, so we're going to know every time they drop a mine, per se. So everything began with Lloyd's of London. Now, there is financial conspiracies that you guys probably haven't heard yet, but you will hear. Thank you very much. Stick sent me here. Thank you, sir, for your generosity. Salute for the super chatters. The conspiracy says that Lloyd's of London wanted to cause an economic disaster. Well, I don't think you can insure ships in the middle of a war where they're being sunk with that type of precision because you're going to run out of money pretty fucking quick. So you can go either way with this, and you have a group prepared. But, of course, the conspiracy says, well, you know, they're going to start depopulation. The easiest way to depopulate is food. The easiest way to do that is to cut fertilizer. How do you cut fertilizer and everything else? Well, you shut down the Straits of Hormuz for a period of time. Now, there is conspiracies down that road. It just happens to be that Iran controls the strait that bottlenecks everything, creating the biggest clusterfuck anyone's ever seen for a lot of poor countries. Because poor countries are just in time on everything, meaning they get fertilizer today to use tomorrow. And so there's a lot of problems coming up. Now, one of the things the empire is doing, the empire is using oil waivers to manipulate oil. You remember Trump did these oil waivers. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, the gay guy, on behalf of the Trump administration, basically gave oil waivers for certain Iranian oil tankers that were heading, quote unquote, to China and whatnot. But those oil tankers, a percentage of them were diverted to India. What they want to do, the empire wants to use this particular crisis, is to prop up India as an effective counterweight to China. They want to move factories to India and all these pie-in-the-sky plants. The problem is that the Indians aren't Han Chinese. And there's going to be all kinds of problems when you run down this particular road, as you guys know. So it's full of problems. And China's still getting its oil. But if they were able to take over Iran, they could cut China off. And China would be at the mercy of the empire very quickly. They believe that, at least. Now, what's going on as well is the Arabs are diverting, and they've got pipelines going in the opposite direction, full blast, to try to get as much oil out the other direction as possible. So this is kind of a crazy war where you have an empire up and coming, China, very well prepared, by the way. They're very well prepared for shortages, and they're homogenous. A homogenous country can go through anything. That's smart, can get through anything. It may not be pretty, but they're going to get through it. The empire has all kinds of challenges. One of the challenges, how do you get close to this enemy to attack it without getting a missile on your head with pinpoint precision? Now, what's going on is they have Marines deployed right now. Marines are on the ground, 82nd Airborne, but they don't have enough numbers to do anything except maybe take some islands that we know of, at least. And every time they're putting them on the ground, shit's getting hit with pinpoint accuracy. So they, of course, put out an emergency bid. Emergency means we need this in 3 days. A 72-hour bid from the Pentagon for mobile bunkers for all these poor soldiers. These soldiers signed up for it. So I guess they're not poor. But nonetheless, you know, you sign up to get some college education. Next thing you know, you're in a meat grinder for Zog. And this one has all the makings of a sacrifice to Moloch or something, right? I mean, good God. So they want mobile bunkers. So you're on an island, God forbid, Karg Island, they fly you in. How can you fly? Well, the problem with flying into something like Karg Island, you can't boat in because any large ship is going to be sitting duck. But some of these islands are very close to the coast of our allies. So they could come in very low to the sea and try to get into some of these islands just for photo ops. Maybe that's what Trump wants. He wants a photo op, Marines on islands, he's taking an island, and then he just backs out of the whole entire Middle East area. I'm thinking that's the best case scenario for Trump. Worst case scenario is they put Marines on these islands with these mobile bunkers, and they just start getting eaten alive. Because Iran still has surprises. Loads of surprises that they produced. They've gotten schematics from the North Koreans. They've got surprises. The Chinese are going to have surprises. We know the Russians have surprises. Just like the U.S. is going to have surprises. Our military is bound to have a surprise or two, too. So it's going to be a game of surprises. But it is. The stuff we're going to go over, the U.S. is taking huge losses. We lost one of our critical radar planes. And they don't have a lot of those critical radar planes. Uncle Sam's not used to taking losses like this. I don't know what these guys were prepared for. Apparently, Trump was actually just going to throw some bombs and think it was going to be over with. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. But then again, he's part of a crew, the Netanyahu crew. He's very much a part of it. He's not just like some goy they control. He's got probably all kinds of goods on Netanyahu, and Netanyahu has the goods on him. He's part of their team. He's been part of their team his whole entire life, seemingly. His mentor was part of the team. The Navy's, well, the Navy has to stay out of range and be careful. This is the problem, though. I was getting ready to tell you guys. You see, Iranians have very active radar, especially as you get close to Iran. So they're going to have very active, effective radar against any incoming helicopter. So how do you helicopter them in to these particular islands? They're going to have very effective radar. They're going to have pinpoint satellites active from the Chinese and the Russians. So they're going to know anytime someone gets within 600-700 miles of them. They're going to know everything within 600-700 miles, or maybe it's 800 miles. I don't know, but as you come in closer, all those active radars get more and more within 500 miles. So how in the hell are you going to get on those islands without getting eaten alive? You can't go in at night in a helicopter. This is a problem. Stealth, they might be able to have stealth helicopters. They might roll those out. Land a bunch of guys on stealth helicopters. That would be an option if they have it yet. I don't know. This is the question. We don't have the answers. Extremely dangerous? Yeah. Lots of conscientious objectors coming in? Sure. They're going to war for Israel. You can easily make a conscientious objector statement about this isn't our war. The president even said so much. You know, fuck you. I don't want to be in some bunker on some island getting eaten alive by the Iranians. You'll be immediately held hostage probably by the Iranians. You know, letting Jews destroy their own power. Who know all we had to do to let them get what they want? Well, the problem for Netanyahu apparently is his military is at the breaking point because Hezbollah has supposedly taken out 100 tanks. Is that possible? It's probable. Because Hezbollah has all kinds of munitions. I've told you guys this for years. They've trained our whole entire lives for this stand-up war against little Satan in an infantry-style combat where they have to light up tanks, and they can do it. And they're eating them alive as Israel opens up more and more of expands in Iran. This is a problem. I mean, it expands into Lebanon. And so Israel probably will have boots on the ground in this operation. They'll have to. All the GCC countries are going to have special forces coming in. They have to. This is going to be ugly. Now, Iran is fighting for its existential, it's an existential threat to Iran. They're fighting for the existence of a regime. Netanyahu is fighting for his existence. Netanyahu has been very concerned. He didn't realize the U.S. military was this incompetent. Well, who made it diverse? He obviously, you know, this is classic where the moth flies into the flame. They didn't realize how a diverse military would actually hurt them, how the 1965 Immigration Act ends up taking their heads off because it creates a diverse military in the U.S. that can't really fight wars on their behalf. So, Iran will not take a deal, not yet. I mean, the deals they want are just ruthless deals. The problem with that is Trump is on a team, and the team is not just Israel. It's also the Saudis, because the House of Saud is directly getting involved. It's also the Qataris are over with. The Kuwaitis could be over with. UAE, Iran may overrun a couple countries and take territory. Forget about the U.S. invading. They might invade themselves. This could get very, very ugly very quick. Let's hit some news. This is Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, neocon, saying he's never seen a moderate leader in Iran. Go to war, Goy. It's time for war. It's time to strap on your boots and go to war for Israel, greater Israel, and the House of Saud.
The president has said that the first level of leadership has been wiped out. Perhaps even the second level of leadership. These are the notable Iranian leaders that we have eliminated so far.
Now, they're going to be a minimum of, I would say, they say 4 to 5 deep. I'd say from Hezbollah's past, they're going to be 7 deep at all these critical positions. So you're going to have to take out seven guys at every position. Something along those lines. You get the picture.
Screen there. There's been a lot of talk about Iran's parliament speaker. He's sort of emerged as a potential figure that the president might want to talk to when it comes to a peace deal. Can you think of anyone in this regime that the U.S. could work with? I mean, this is a regime that's tried to kill you.
Yeah. Asia, look, I hear former national security advisor for President Biden, all the Obama team, they talk about moderates in Iran. I've never seen one. It's just a series of radicals who believe in the, you know, the return of the 12th Imam. These are not rational Western civilizational believers.
as opposed to the evangelicals who want to Israel to get nuked so Jesus returns, which would be pretty wild. All these crazy end time people in the Sunnis, the Israeli end time, they want the return of the Messiah to kill all the Goyim. And you've got all these end time stuff. So the Shia, yeah, they have their end time guys, but they didn't start this war. Sorry.
They are jihadists with a theocratic bent. And so I hope there's someone there inside of Iran or from the outside who can go back in, who can deliver for the Iranian people a set of leaders that aren't determined to destroy Israel, wipe it off the face of the map, and then harm us here, the great Satan, the United States. But if you ask, Michael, what's the name? You know, we dealt with Rouhani and the foreign minister, president of Iran, during our time. These weren't moderates, in spite of what the New York Times and the Washington Post wanted to tell you. These are radicals who wanted to eliminate.
I can't always stand so much of this stuff. Let's see here. Now the Houthis have entered the battle, and we don't even know. I've always speculated, what do they got hidden? Because I know Hezbollah has stuff hidden. We know Iran has stuff hidden. You know, the Houthis have to be prepared too. Iran's been preparing 20 years. The Houthis just didn't get hard asses overnight. They didn't become hard asses overnight. We are considering closing the El Mandeb Strait. Now, it may just get worse for the GCC nations. All these particular Sunni emperors, the Epstein class, as they call them, that are in bed with the Israelis because the Arab Street believes they're Jewish. I've talked about this many a times. Now, these guys, the Houthis, are threatening to block this particular strait. Do they have enough missiles to do it? Yeah. Do they have the pinpoint accuracy? Maybe. We don't know until they do it. Would this be a disaster? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm laughing because this is just like, it's world-changing shit. Because they would have had to prepare for this. The Iranians would have said, okay, we're going to shut down the Hormuz. As soon as they do this, that's going down. And then, if we feel like it, our Houthi brothers are going to shut down the El Mandeb Strait. We're just gonna fuck everyone that we don't like. Yeah, down with Zog. And these guys are doing something about it. So that the Houthis have entered the war, they're firing missiles, and we assume they're going to get more accurate. I was in the military. I'd say I just had PTSD. They all do. Like they all do. I don't know. They might get more strict with that if they need soldiers on the ground. Now, to take Iran, what would it take as far as recruitment levels to take Iran? They're talking 3 or 4 million. You're going to need an active military, 3 or 4 million. You're going to have to bring out a draft. And you're going to have all kinds of problems. It just won't work. Trump won't do it. It's a disaster. Boots on the ground probably automatically means, supposedly, they're saying boots on the ground mean an automatic 50 to 70 seats for the Democrats. Yeah, so that's a problem right there for Trump. That means impeachment, and he could get impeached over something like this. Now, Escobar, Pepe Escobar, you guys know a guy used to cover back when he was a small-timer. He's now in bed with BRICS big time in the global south, so he's a little bit unbiased. But he talks about the long and winding petro-gold road, and he talks about the gold-backed yuan taking over as reserve status. I think it's going to have some reserve status. I don't think it's going to be there's only one reserve status currency, and it's going to be the Chinese. I don't think the planet wants that, even their partners like Russia would not want that. I don't know that China's ready for that because China's currency is not freely convertible. So I think he's sniffing something there. China wants to be respected, and China knows its currency is going to be big enough to be one of the reserve status currencies. It's not going to be the only reserve status currency. So instead of one currency calling the tune to the planet like the dollar did and was abused, no one's going to let the Chinese abuse them at just the same way because no one trusts the Chinese right now. No one trusts the Chinese outside of China. So you're going to have multiple reserve status, and everyone's going to become a currency trader. The difference is that Americans are not used to being currency traders. No America outside of currency traders are used to even concerning themselves with currency prices. These are things that everyone outside of America historically has to be concerned about. Americans are going to become more sophisticated, which will open up probably all kinds of opportunities for businesses, but, you know. Yeah, so I don't know that he's carried far and wide. This is even carried on Zero Edge, which is the wealthiest collator in the world. The long and winding petro gold. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this plays out, but China is going to be one of the big winners because it's very prepared for this disaster in Iran. Russia's very prepared. China's very prepared. So I would say China's a winner if China doesn't get themselves entangled into a war over, like, the Senkaku Islands, which if China may not choose, I don't know if I have a piece on this, but here's something to watch for. China may not choose to take Taiwan. China may backdoor it. And China and Taiwan both have competing claims with Japan over an island called Senkaku, or Senkaku. The Japanese call it Senkaku, the Chinese call it Daewoo. And there's competing claims. Now, the Japanese have sovereignty over the islands now, and the Japanese will fight like hell against the Chinese. I expect the Chinese to have a dominant land army, but the Japanese are going to field a dominant navy. The Japanese are going to be a crazy naval power in the next, maybe they are right now. They can already fire Tomahawks. And they can already produce nukes, probably, unannounced. I'm guessing they have nukes. They're going to have crazy surprises. If the Chinese say, look, the U.S. is going to force our hand, and we're going to have problems, so we're not going to take Taiwan. We're just going to surprise everyone and try to take the Senkaku Islands, which is going to cause a reaction. Now, what we look for then is what the Taiwanese do, what the Vietnamese do, because the Chinese have land claims against all these particular places. The Koreans, all these Asians can fight like hell, right? Remember Vietnam. But anyways, just a little primer for you guys of what's coming. Little geopolitics. Iran war will cement China's superpower status. They prepared for this. They prepared for an economic problem caused by a war with Iran. It's not like it wasn't well telegraphed that Israel was going to go to war with Iran to try to secure the greater Israeli project. China is another juice state. Don't talk shit. It's a banker state. You've got one side that's globalist. That would be the more Jewish-loving side. Then you've got the other side that's nationalist. China's out for themselves. The problem is that they're mercantilist. But some of these guys, base Vlad, think everything's Jewish. If you're one of those, well, there are competing interests on the planet. They'll do business with them, the nationalist side, but they're out for themselves. And the nationalist side of China is clearly in charge. The economic system is far more national socialist. They're not exactly playing by the rule book that the Jews thought they'd play by. At least the group in power right there, right now. And if you haven't seen, the Chinese are out in the Anglosphere and the Indians are in. And that's for a particular reason. It's where they picked, that's for a particular reason. The Chinese are not playing ball. That's why the Chinese are out. The Chinese are no longer running things. Indians are running things, you know. With that being said, China could very much be put into play. You know? China is just waiting for everyone to realize the Epstein regime is kaput. Maybe. The Chinese could inherit something for a couple weeks, but we'll have to see what the Chinese do. But they have prepared for this. They have the closest thing to a national socialist economy, the closest thing to a national socialist bank. However, they have to go hat in hand to New York. They have to go hat in hand to London every week and convert dollars, convert their yuan to dollars. And to do that, they have to have letters of credit tomorrow morning in Wall Street, letters of credit tomorrow morning about 5 a.m. in London to do so. And that is a weapon against China. There's a few weapons against China, but obviously the empire wants to control these massive oil shipments out of Iran into China. And China is afraid they're going to do exactly what they did in Venezuela and deny them their oil. Yeah. So we'll have to see what they do, but they could surprise everyone and do a number on Senkaku Islands and try to take that first or something. You never know. Kind of like a Pearl Harbor scenario. Yeah. I don't know what the Chinese, if they're smart, they would wait for something to fall into their lap. But they might be pressured. They might feel a lot more economic pressure than we know about because the economy is unstable. They're just homogenous with high savings rates. They also have a real estate bubble that's deflating. They can get around that because they're homogenous. And they're very good at long-term planning, but they also have an empire that's very long-living, that's been around a long time. The bankers that they're in bed with, the bankers that put them in business, that went with Kissinger to put them in business, they're not going to let the Chinese off so easy. You know, they want the globalists in charge of China, opening up borders to Africa and gays and everything else. You know how it goes. But anyways, the Pentagon is planning weeks of ground operations while the White House says the war is almost over. Yeah, this could get very, very ugly very quickly. Hopefully, Trump lands on a base, puts a few Marines on some little island no one thought he'd get on, puts a few shelters on the islands, underground shelters for the Marines or whatnot, declares victory, and then backs up out of it. But I have a feeling it won't go so well. More than 3,500 U.S. troops arrive in the Middle East as Iran war strikes intensify. And let's see, Pentagon eyes weeks of ground operations as IRGC threatens tit-for-tat strikes on university. They hit Iranian universities, so Iran's going to hit Israeli and Saudi Arabia universities are giving warnings. I'm looking at the coverage of the same event here. This is Breitbart, so we did three in a row. We did the whatever I covered first, then Zero Hedge, now Breitbart. Pentagon preps week-long ground ops. So that's the narrative is it's almost over. We're winning. Weeks-long ground ops. Are they really planning that, or is that just a headline? Mark Tyson, in a Mark Levin interview, Trump urged all followers to watch, makes the case for troops on the ground. Oh, God. The Jews that said this was no big deal is going to be over with fast. Are now making a case. They should all be arrested and sent to Israel at a minimum.
Since 9/11, a whole bunch of the leadership, including bin Laden's son, escaped from Afghanistan to Iran, were given sanctuary by the Iranian regime, and they've been using it as a hub for terror around the world. And Al-Qaeda and Iran have teamed up for a series of terrorist attacks against us. People don't realize this, but we remember the bombings of the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, which was should have been our warning that 9/11 was coming. That was planned, and the terrorists were trained by Iran for doing that because Al-Qaeda didn't know how to bring down buildings, so they turned to Iran in order to get the training to do that. So the idea that Iran, which is Shia, and Al-Qaeda, which is Sunni, would cooperate is not beyond measure. In fact, I mean, you know, Hamas is Sunni also. Iran.
Yeah, they're making up facts here. They're embellishing facts. Can't imagine Fox News embellishing facts. Now, the Spanish Prime Minister Sanchez, who is very anti-white, he'll be the death of the Spanish, is definitely against this war. And he does make an elegant case here. I will give him credit, especially in English. He does have a red band on his wrist. You see that red band on his wrist, chat? Check out the red band on his wrist. Interesting. I never noticed that. Never trust a guy with a red band on their wrist, especially in power.
I do believe that there is a clear strategy from Prime Minister Netanyahu and his government to create a new geopolitical reality in the Middle East. I don't know if the U.S. administration is aligned with that vision or not. We are very concerned about the situation in the Middle East because at the end of the day, we suffer the instability. We suffer, of course, the insecurity and the economic impact of all these wars. And that is why we are so engaged and we are so vocal, stating that we need to return to diplomacy. In my view, this war in Iran is a big mistake for the world and therefore for the U.S.
He's not wrong there. Red bracelet, it's Kabbalah's. It looks like one to me. I don't know if it is one. For all I know, his little girl could have gave it to him. I just don't know. I don't trust any of these guys. You know the score. Tucker has a unique story behind his. His father would read the paper every morning, the father's paper, and his father, when his father would get the paper on the way to work or whatever, he would take the rubber band, which is common in America. You have a rubber band around paper. They would have a red rubber band around it. He would take the rubber band off and leave in the car, and Tucker would wear it on his wrist. So he's always wore that red. There's like a lot of old pictures with him on that. So that's a story, and there's a lot of stuff around saying that could be true. I would find another color rubber band to wear around my wrist other than red. I'm just saying, if that was the deal. But that's the story Tucker gave. And there is a lot of photos around going way back to even when he was young with the rubber band around his wrist from his father's newspaper, whatever. I don't know. I'm just letting you guys know. But I don't think that's true. I mean, they all can't have this story. There's got to be some Kabbalist in here somewhere. Mounting concerns about Iran sleeper cells after 1,500 stopped at the border. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone online is pretty much universal on guard against Iranian sleeper cells. You know? Yeah, it doesn't go with a suit. No, rubber bands don't go with suits. Red bracelets, they stand out. I don't even know what makes it Kabbalist. Other than it is. I know it is from Madonna. You know, is it a gimmick? Is it bullshit? I mean, is there something big behind it? So we got sleeper cells in America. If you've had 20 years, more than that, over the past 20 years, if you wanted to put someone in America, why couldn't they? Yeah, Mark Levin, he's got a plan, guys. Just get the uranium.
Campaign speech either. Troops on the ground. He said no troops on the ground. I don't remember that in any campaign speech either. But why would we need troops on the ground? Well, there's a lot of reasons. And we wouldn't need 300,000 of them. It's this uranium, too. We've got to get the uranium.
Sounds easy, guys. Just send in a few Marines to get the uranium. Deep underground. It's so deep that they can't even bomb the fucking place.
If it cannot be destroyed, if it cannot be altered.
Because they're just going to carry around uranium. Marines are just going to carry that shit out there, special forces.
We got to get it for the reason I just said. You can make dirty bombs, and over time you can still make sophisticated missiles.
Our vice president said Iran might make a dirty bomb suicide vest. Retard alert.
So you need to get to the uranium. That's why I'm reading in the paper. We're talking about the 82nd Airborne. We're talking about these various special forces and the various military services and so forth. He's not talking about sending regular army and infantry in by the hundreds of thousands. The men he's talking about, the units he's talking about, they are specialized. And you know what else? I remember from my days in the Reagan administration. Many of them are trained for a moment like this.
You got to get them in there. They're not exactly going to, obviously Iran's well prepared not to just let someone walk in. You're going to have to fight your way in, and you're not going to have a small number fight your way in that I can see against drones, unlimited drones. You might as well say it's unlimited. And they're going to be fucking accurate. I don't know. I think Mark Levin and the IDF should show us how it's done, guys. Yeah, me. We means you, stupid. Exactly. Yikes. Yeah, this is it right here. B-52 bunker busters can't penetrate the 1,444-foot deep missile subway system. Granite dead zone higher than the Empire State Building. Yeah, they're prepared, guys. Look at that bunker. Miles below Earth, they got these missile cities. We've showed them to you before. And you're going to get down there. What they keep doing is bombing the entrance. But Iran's so prepared that they've got bulldozers and whatnot ready. And so they just plow out the entrance and then just go back to missile business. You know, they've slowed down some missile attacks. Well, the missile attacks are highly accurate. We'll have to see how this goes. Now, some people think, yeah, they're going to get through. They're gonna take Iran. Zog always wins. It's going to be painful. It's going to be painful. Yes. But anyways, one of the world's largest aluminum smelting facilities in Bahrain was struck by Iranian missiles. This is Alba. Basically, every time we strike, every time we mess with, it's kind of interesting how all of these Gulf states used all this oil wealth from the petrodollar to build all this heavy industry that should be built in America, by the way. It's interesting how that worked. Also interesting to note that the neocons made sure that America was energy independent before this. You notice how they did that. Yeah, like they weren't planning on this this final battle for Middle Earth. And we've got more to come. Israel's getting leveled. There can be no doubt about it. They're just getting punished. And so are all these countries. And it's an existential crisis simply because whoever wins, wins. You know, America can survive afterwards. I mean, politically speaking, who knows what's going to happen, but America can survive. The GCC and Israel, they don't believe they can survive with a powerful Shia. The Shia threaten the whole entire Middle East because they're 50%. And Iran, of course, the regime will not survive unless it survives. So winning for Iran means surviving, regime survival. Winning for the actual United States, winning for Israel is overturning the regime. It's a tough one. Guys, I'm going to take a break here for a minute, and I'll be back. Let me go get some more water. We're going to play some Hyrith here. You guys, check out the intermission. Be back in a couple minutes here. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for supporting the show. Israel is getting the blame when it goes south. Well, actually, it's getting the blame no matter what. There are famous military families saying they're not going to let their kids... Did I play this the other day? They're not going to let their kids join the military because they sent them to war for Israel. That's something new in America for sure. I'll be back in a couple minutes, guys. Nothing ever happens. It's sacrilege, guys. Actually, I consider this war to be like gravity-altering. I don't know what events are going to perspire that'll be good for our race, but it could produce an outlier. It has a high likelihood. It's definitely a crisis for the Jewish population, Jewish diaspora and everything else. Because, you know, we see the writing on the wall and why they're so interested in Ukraine, why they're so interested in buying Greek islands, why they're so interested in being in Argentina. We see. I mean, we definitely see. UAE pushes for international force to reopen the Hormuz Straits. Well, UAE has a problem. They might get overrun by the Iranians. Literally. So they don't, they know there's not going to be, there's going to be violence. They're going to have to put boots on the ground. And all the particular Arab countries realize this is a big deal. It's existential threat to Sunni Islam in the Middle East, potentially. And so they're going to go all in. And they're definitely going somewhere. Will they put, probably the UAE's, the UAE says they want to basically use force to open up the Straits of Hormuz. And they're going to, they're willing to put it, they're like throwing it in with the U.S., meaning they're going to put boots on the ground and stuff like that. Don't forget about remaining Jews in Brooklyn, Miami. Yeah, we don't know how many are here. Well, they're not going to go anywhere. You know, we'll have to see what happens, though. Strike on U.S. base in Saudi Arabia injures 12 American troops too seriously. You know, the stats coming out, we just can't believe them. But we can believe pictures. Check this out. Irreplaceable U.S. plane needed to hunt deadly drones was obliterated in an Iran attack that wounded 12. Iran is making deadly precise attacks. And this is a big deal here. At TWZ, they did a nice write-up. Images show E3 Sentry, and that's what they're talking about, totally destroyed from Iranian strike. Iran did a pinpoint strike on that radar antenna on the plane. So they made sure not just to destroy the plane, but destroy the radar antenna. They hit dead on. It was on the runway. Check this out. Look at the plane right here, that big radar antenna. All right, this E3 Sentry, which is critical. We don't have a bunch of those. Now, let's check out this pic here. Check this out. Look at that. They basically whacked the radar antenna. And of course, who knows how many people they killed. They're saying two seriously wounded and 12 injured. I don't believe any of their numbers. Here's another angle. So they're doing this type of precision strikes. Now, how in the hell are you going to get near this particular country to invade? I mean, air defenses aren't stopping this, right? Air defenses aren't doing shit for Israel. I mean, I guess they're doing some things, but what are you going to do? This is a problem, though. This is what it looks like. You got the E3. Maybe they got more. You can't produce, the Empire doesn't produce anything quickly. They're trying to, they're learning quickly. They're trying to go into lower cost drones and lower cost equipment, but this is a problem. It's a huge problem. When you have an enemy that can do what you do, make pinpoint precision attacks, they don't need an air force, they don't need a navy, they just need to deny you regime change and keep making precision attacks against your equipment and fuck you over. And try to wipe out as many soldiers. I mean, how many attacks have we seen where they're hitting hotels where they say special forces are saying? They're trying to sneak in special forces saying in various different hotels, and the Russians are showing them satellite photos, and they're making pinpoint precision strikes using drones and whatnot into these particular hotels, tourist resorts where they say U.S. forces or U.S. specialized personnel are staying. They're doing this non-fucking stop. How many have they killed or injured? Because, you know, If you're hitting a hotel with a drone and we see them on fire, all blasted out, where they did a precision strike on a particular room or a group of rooms in a hotel on like a 32nd floor or whatever, you know, someone's got to be dead at a minimum. Someone's got to be very, you know, very wounded. Come on now, right? Let's see here. Hans Waffens. What is that? Hans Waffelhusen? Holy cow, best coverage of this Jewish shit going. Well, thank you very much, sir. But here's the thing. We're not getting any accurate numbers. So they're now admitting with this strike, injured personnel, and you're injuring highly skilled personnel as well. It's not like they're taking out the black cook, although they might do that as well. But how do you get close to this place to attack them without them just fucking you up with surprise attacks from surprise weapons you didn't even know they had? I don't know. Whatever Uncle Sam has behind the scenes, whatever type of magic fucking weapons they have, they better fucking roll it out. Yeah, we don't have 6 million dead yet. And this is Iran. This is AI, but this is funny AI. Actually, it's very funny AI. Drink pomegranate juice so you can hit Tel Aviv more accurately. He's riding a skateboard drinking pomegranate juice. I have to admit, I laughed when I saw this. It is AI, guys. Alu longboard. It's pretty funny. Definitely. Iran activates its resistance economy to survive the war. You would think Iran would be in bad shape, but Iran is very well prepared. It has almost an anti-fragile economy. It's getting enormous shipments. They've tried to shut down shipping routes coming from Russia, and I guess there's probably some coming from China, but we know that they attacked the Caspian Sea shipping route, trying to shut down the Russian shipping route, but they can't, which has been interesting. And so this resistance economy is proving to be anti-fragile so far. Now, if power goes out extensively in Tel Aviv, now they do have some type of power problem right now. But if they go out of power, if they go out of desalination or something like that, the water production and being able to have clean water, there's a variety of different concerns that could happen. But that goes for everyone in the Middle East, by the way, you know. I like the other audio better, the skateboard video. Put it up, Kitty Waffy. Put it up before the end of the show. I'll play it. I didn't know there was another one. I don't know. I grabbed the one that there's so many out there of that, though. You probably mean on X. But the Iranian economy is holding together. I mean, they're going to go the distance, basically. You're going to have to invade or do something magical to take them out. You've killed all their leaders, but they've done that for decades to Hezbollah, and Hezbollah's killing them still. This is a well-prepared for war. Let's put it to you that way. Iranian Ministry of Energy has confirmed ongoing power outages in Tehran and other cities across northern Iran. Might they attack Iran with an EMP? You better do fucking something and then hope they can't do the same to you. The music in the original? You guys need to get me the original. Polish Prime Minister, I have a real good one planned for you on an Israeli attack, though. So hold on. I mean, Israel being attacked. It does have some good music, though. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk warns allies of imminent escalation. Escalation in the Middle East is literally coming in days. I believe him. He's citing intelligence. Vance tries to justify continued Iran war by suggesting Iran could make a nuclear suicide vest. Oh, my God. So if a nuclear suicide vest goes off in America, you know what's up. I can't play stuff on Telegram on stream, unfortunately, Global Chat. Telegram is no good. I would have to get it ahead of time and download it, actually. Now, that's something I could have done. Hold on. Let me get that from nuclear suicide vest, chat. Of all the shit to think up. Okay, let's play this. Let's play it. Thanks, you guys, for reminding me that there's better music out there. We'll see how this is. You guys can see these drinking pomegranate juice. And this is AI, by the way. This is not real. They're not going to ever expose something because Israel will be able to track this down. Iran is making all kinds of great videos, though. There you go. Was that Fleetwood Mac? It's an old song. Yeah, Vance is swine. Now, this is interesting. Iran dedicated one of its missiles to Jesus Christ. Missiles for Jesus? All right. When the band of Trump are destroying America, there's no need for our missiles to reach its territory. That's not wrong. It's saying they don't have to attack America. These are drones. Iran is going to do, as far as the international scene, Iran is definitely rose in the ranks of the world standing, for sure, the Persians. Now, this is a good one. Let's check this out. Here's one you want to see. Let's see if I can get it any bigger. Hold on here. That's Israel. Yeah, that was a good choice of songs too. Iran is really fucking them up. Look at that. Definitely a good video. Yeah. Massive destruction in southern Lebanon. Israel targets over 50 Lebanese villages. They're basically trying to, in fact, they're outwardly saying they're going to make it into Gaza. This is southern Lebanon. They're expanding their territory. And they are getting eaten up by Hezbollah on any given minute. Any given minute there. Netanyahu orders military expand invasion of southern Lebanon. They're basically going to use the Gaza strategy, you know, just reduce everything to rubble. And they want to go to the Latani River. because Israel has a water issue. There's a variety of different things. You know, it's the greater Middle East. There's the greater Israel expanding across the Middle East. No, that was real. That video was actually real out of Israel. I try to screen for AI. You have to these days. Israeli forces raid Syria, raise Israeli flag over Syrian town of Hadar. So Israel's expanding. U.S. military has boots on the ground. This is probably the biggest news out of the Middle East, the big news on the planet. It brought a reaction far and wide. Israel stops cardinal from entering holiest Christian site for the first time in centuries. So on Palm Sunday, basically the patriarch was not allowed to enter the Church of the Sepulchre, or what is it called here? The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem was blocked from entering the holiest site in Christianity. It is, what is this particular site? Here it is right here. It's the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And this brought a reaction from the Vatican. It brought a reaction from all kinds of world leaders. But, you know, Jews don't like Christians. You guys know the score there. But that was the big event today. They blocked a cardinal from his particular church. Now, the Vatican owns all kinds of territory in Israel. Little unknown fact. You can look it up. And the Vatican actually owns this church, so they were very pissed about it. I'm pretty sure they own this one. They own all kinds of them. And Israel didn't let them do Palm Sunday, which, you know, Israel is going to give some kind of bullshit reason, but the ambassador to the Vatican was called in from Israel, and the Vatican was giving them a talking to. It's where the Jews spit at the door, of course. Absolutely. But anyways, we got a few more news pieces to go. Got more war porn here. Russia took satellite images of the U.S. airbase in days before Iranian attack, Ukraine's Zelensky says. Basically, Russia is getting back at us for Ukraine, and so are the Chinese getting back at us for everything. And they're sharing all kinds of stuff with Iran, and who knows what Iran really has to throw at us. We just don't know. When Al-Aqsa Mosque blows up any day, could happen. We could see drones fly, or Israel say a drone from Iran accidentally hits it. It'll be what you'll want to look for is what the narrative will be out of the House of Saud, because the House of Saud is going to have a narrative as well, and they're always going to be on Israel's side. So, I have an idea that maybe the Jesuits and the Cardinal run Israel. I think they'd like to. They definitely own property there. There's an interesting relationship, long-term relationship between Israel and the Vatican, but it is contentious, as well as the Jesuits. It's all contentious stuff. You're dealing with different factions, and the Jews, because of banking and various different things, have had the upper hand in a lot of things for the past few centuries. But that, with anti-Semitism, can change very quickly if you know anything about your history. You know? Of course, you'd be replacing Jews in this instance with more groups that are probably going to act like Jews, which is also sad. The top of Western civilization, you know. But anyways, Zelensky's saying we've got to do something about Russia. You're going to have to do something about Iran first. They're trying to break this triad up of Russia, China, and Iran. And they're trying to break it up. And Iran. They're trying to fulfill their own prophecy. Yeah, a lot of people are trying to do that, though. There's different versions of these events. You know, these monotheistic religion, not everyone can get what they want. That's the problem. And push comes to shove, the Jews are usually in trouble. Russia seizes, the Jews do well as long as push doesn't come to shove. When push comes to shove, they're always in trouble. Russia seizes booby-trapped boot insoles aimed to explode Russian soldiers. This is a nasty trick. Booby-trapped Russian, booby-trapped boot insoles. So you have insoles for boots, special insoles, and they're booby-trapped. Going to explode, blow off a Russian's foot. That's terrible. It's brutal stuff. But, of course, they're going at it with Ukraine, and they're doing brutal stuff as well. It is war. The Vatican has a long history of brutally purging those hook-nosed Jew goblins. It's pretty based. Maybe we'll see that again. They do have a very long history. But they don't really do anything other than... Well, they have a long history and tradition of basically curtailing Jewish power. You know? Yeah, this is kind of a pager attack stunt, but in boots. It's pretty nasty. You know, it's like the beepers, but in boots. It seems kind of... They did catch on to it. Good for them. So, yeah, the Vatican has a history of curtailing Jewish power. There's no doubt about that, and they can do it. Elements can. Other elements, I mean, let's face it, Israel has a very active spy operation. Of course, the Vatican is very active fraternal orders all over the world. They're on every corner on the planet. You know, the Vatican has had a very powerful institution for the last 2,000 years. They want to be a powerful institution for the next 2,000 years. Hell, you might see elements of the Vatican come out and say, you know, Europe needs to get back its European migrants from all over the West. We need to consolidate. Who knows what they could do? I'd have to see it, to analyze it, to even believe it. But I just assume they're not going to do anything good for whites. But that doesn't mean they can't curtail Jewish power. You see, you could have curtailing of Jewish power, but that doesn't mean you have a home. That doesn't mean automatically whites win. There's some different scenarios that could happen, right? Yeah, I mean, Iran's definitely fighting for their country, and they're definitely hurting Zog, and that's not bad. Fighting Zog to a standstill is not bad for anyone pro-white. Just the opposite, just the contrary. But that does not automatically mean you're going to get a home. They're not fighting for us. They're fighting for themselves. They just happen to be fighting a giant enemy. You're going to always have another enemy, though, fortunately, and our race has to learn its lesson. Putin facing mutiny from biggest Ukraine war backers as impending coup fears soar. They're saying Putin's going to get overthrown in Russia. How many times have we heard this? How many times have we heard they're going to overthrow Putin? Putin will just go to an underground bunker somewhere. You know? Notice how the Vatican never gets antsy. They always appear to want to slowly shape things publicly. Yeah, I mean, let's look at America. They've gained power in America simply through Latino migration. The Jews have as well. But, you know. Yeah, this is another planted story out of the UK. But I thought it was funny. How many of these have we announced over the years, have we read and laughed about? Putin facing mutiny. Two unidentified drones crash in southeastern Finland. Suspected territorial violation. You got unidentified drones. And by the way, we've had all kinds of unidentified drones in and around critical U.S. bases. Remember all those reports? I wonder who was behind those over the past 6-7 years. Is that the Iranians? It's going to be, hopefully we don't find out the hard way, right? Kind of interesting, though, last news piece of the day. I didn't know this, but this Artemis II project, we're going to have astronauts going back to the moon, actually has NASA teaming up with CSA, which is the Canadian Space Agency. So Canada is going to the moon with America. It's kind of wild. What do you guys think about that? Canada going to the moon with America. Kind of based. I see a brown guy in the crew. I don't know if he's a Jeet. I don't know if he's black. But nonetheless, it's kind of interesting. I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. I'll be back on Wednesday. You guys have a safe and good Easter week. How many times have we heard Putin's near death? A lot. Quite a lot. AI going to the moon? Ah, they're going to the moon, guys. They're going to find an alien presence up there. What is the sci-fi movie where they go to the moon and they retrieve some kind of ancient object? Some kind of ancient spacecraft? It was one of the Autobot movies, right? And he's an Afronaut. Yeah, we got an Afronaut. Probably American, but he could be Canadian. But I appreciate you guys tuning in, and thanks for all your support. You guys will be back on Wednesday. Stay safe out there.